Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Gina Husser, your host of the 30 Seconds to Peace Telesummit. I hope you've enjoyed your time with us so far and are walking away with some great tools for unlocking your peace and power. And I'm very excited today to bring you Carrie Murphy. Carrie is a soul success coach, speaker, and the award-winning host of the globally syndicated The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. She's also an award-winning author of 5 books, including the best-selling book Create Change Now, and has coached tens of thousands of people around the globe to a more spiritually conscious life. And we're very lucky to have her. Carrie, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Peace and power. Well, who doesn't want that, right?
Exactly. Who doesn't need it at a moment's notice?
Exactly.
You know, you've had quite a journey yourself. Can you just start off by telling us a little bit about that and what inspired you to start helping others transform their lives?
Sure. Yeah. I was always interested in being a quote, helping professional, I guess you could say. My background was in counseling psychology years ago. And then I had a near-death experience in 1997, and it kind of shifted things into a much more progressive light for me. So I shifted away from traditional anything, really, away from traditional counseling psychology and all that. And, you know, I've been doing more what I call soul success coaching, which feels more aligned with who I have become over the years, especially after the near-death experience, because I realized all the stuff I was taught in school with counseling psychology, it really wasn't very effective with, let's just talk about our problems. Let's just get, you know what I mean? Let's just keep repeating them, and let's just swim in that sea of negativity, and let's see how we feel after that. And, you know, you don't feel any better.
Right.
So I learned that basically our power, like we were just talking about, our point of power, any option for peace or power or success is always in the moment. So with soul success coaching, it's really what I do now, and it's about focusing on what our options are now, which is anything and everything, and how do we get that, and how do we create that now instead of rehashing all the old stories and everything, because as long as you do that, you can't get past them. So, so that's one of the most fun things that I do with people is really getting them to see that they're not their old stories. They're not, you know, who they were yesterday. Every day is a new day, and we can open up to a whole limitless stream of potential and possibilities. And it's really exciting to watch people step into that. So
sure, I love
that's
that.
A short answer.
No, that's great. I love it. And it's so true. You know, so many people feel sort of bound by responsibility. And you know, mm-hmm. I'll talk to people about making a change, and it's, well, I can't. I've got 3 kids, and I've got this job that pays the bills. And you talk a lot about becoming a conscious creator. Can you define that for us?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. To me, what soul success is really about being this conscious creator. What does that mean? It's realizing that we're the ones generating everything that's going on in our lives. And once we realize that, we can consciously create what we experience instead of waiting for life to happen to us. You know what I mean? Instead of going, oh my God, I wonder what's going to happen to me today. Okay, how about, you know what, I'm going to choose my responses, I'm going to choose my mood, I'm going to choose how I feel, and then everything outside of you is going to be a reflection of that. Because what I have come to realize, and what I like to remind people of, because I'm not telling them anything they don't already know at a deeper level, is that the external world is really just a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So we don't like what we're seeing outside of us. We can change what's going on inside, and then the outer world will change, you know, to respond to that, to those shifts inside. And so being conscious is just starting to become aware, not in a demanding way or like, oh my God, what am I thinking? What am I doing? But in a kind of easy, flowing way, like, you know what, is what I'm about to talk about, this story I'm about to repeat for the 12th time, is that going to is that going to make me feel better? Is it going to allow for something great to happen here? You know, it's sort of just becoming aware of what we're doing and being more conscious about perhaps the words that we're choosing, becoming more conscious of the mood that we are bringing into any interaction, into each day. It's consciously beginning our day. I always say, like, the two most powerful points in your day are when you wake up in the morning and when you go to sleep at night. And if you can go to sleep at night spending, you know, once you turn off the lights and you're not talking to anybody anymore, just spend a little bit of time appreciating what's going on. And even if you can't find big things to appreciate, appreciate your bed, your soft pillow, appreciate, you know, the air conditioning. You know, if you can go more specific, great. But spend the last few minutes of your day before you go to bed consciously remembering and being aware of all the things you have to appreciate. And then the beautiful thing is you wake up, when you come back into your physical body after you wake up from dream time, you're exactly where you left off. So instead of, you know, leaving your day worrying about all the problems and all the things that went wrong, if you went to sleep appreciating everything, you're going to wake up in that same state of mind. And if you can spend just a few more minutes before you get out of bed doing that same gratitude and appreciation, you're consciously sort of setting the tone for your day. You're setting your vibrational tone or frequency or just the energy that you're going to put out into the world. And so it's really just about creating your life from within. It's like that inside out kind of living.
Do you think people are afraid of the power they have? I mean, I know myself, for years, everything that happened to me, it was somebody else's fault. And, you know, I was almost afraid to just make that choice. But once I did, man, the blessings roll in. And, you know, it's one of those things, what is the best way to sort of get people to realize that they have this sort of divinely given power? And it really is easy. You know, it's as easy as a choice.
Yeah, I think start making different choices and then start noticing what starts to happen around you. You'll see how powerful you are. When you start leading, I always say lead with your soul. What does that mean? That means, like, how does it make you feel? If it feels good, you're probably coming from your soul's perspective, you know. If it doesn't feel so good, maybe you're coming from ego. Not that that's a bad thing at all. That's just part of human reality. But if you can really start making choices that make you feel good, that make you feel empowered, and then you're going to start to notice the people around you responding to you differently. Mm-hmm. You're going to notice different opportunities and doors opening that certainly didn't open when you were in that victim mentality. You know what I mean? As you just start to make certain choices and you see things happening differently, you're going to go, oh my God, I really am that powerful. I really can make some whatever shifts I want in my life. So it's sort of like just play around with it and see what happens. And then you go, wow, I really do have the power to affect my reality and you know, in a very expansive way too. So,
you know, it's funny you said that because I'll have people who have done work with me and they'll come back and they say, wow, you know, my husband's really changed, and really it's them who's changing. Yeah. And, you know, their perspective and everything looks a little brighter when you're coming at it from a place of peace and power.
Yes. So, isn't it funny? That's so true. Like, I get the same thing too. People go, oh my God, my relationship is so much better. My health is better. Well, yeah, because everything, your health, your relationships, your job, your career, everything is just a reflection of how you're feeling internally. And as you start to feel better about yourself and you claim that power, everything around you mirrors that and reflects that. So it's pretty cool.
Sure.
It's very fun.
Well, it is fun, and it's certainly a better way to live. I want to ask about your book, Finding Peace, The Essential Guide to Creating Success in Your Life. You talk about choosing acceptance over resistance as one of the tools to staying in peace, and that's a huge part of my practice as well. But I will say I get some pushback from people who say, well, what is the difference between accepting your situation or the person in your life and settling?
Oh, yeah. Well, accepting is very similar to allowing. Maybe that's a better word. Because when we allow people to be who they are and we're not resisting or fighting against it, it's kind it's kind of interesting how they start to change. People usually are just, they're fighting back against us. So anytime we resist anything, whether it's we resist what is, it's sort of like, okay, anytime we're resisting our life in the way that it is in the present moment, all we're doing is keeping that vibration active and alive, and all of that, things are going to stay exactly the same way as long as we resist anything. So the key is, let's just allow people to be who they are, and you know what? They have nothing to do with us. So as long as if we learn to respond to people instead of just reacting to them. Reacting, I feel, is equal to resistance, because reaction is really just reacting in the same old way. It's kind of like autopilot reacting. I have always reacted this way because this is how I believe, and if you don't believe like I do, I'm going to react this way toward you. And it's just like you're on a merry-go-round you can't get off. It doesn't feel very good either. And life doesn't change until you go, you know what, I'm going to choose to respond in a different way. And what that means is nothing that anybody else does makes any difference to me. When you just let people be who they are and you realize the only power you have is how you respond to people and how you choose to feel in any given moment, the results are pretty phenomenal. So I think allowing, it's just a difference. And I think when people ask themselves in a new moment, I always say, just ask yourself, in this moment, is what I'm about to do, am I going to be allowing or resisting my experience here? Because just becoming aware of that energy that you're bringing into any given interaction is going to make a huge difference. And it's going to feel so much more harmonious, and you're going to be in the flow. And when you're there, it's just things just sort of magically start to fall into place because you're not fighting upstream. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have the seven principles of peace, and one of them is I will not engage in an unproductive battle. And I think sometimes people think that not responding and being quiet is weak, but really I think silence can be powerful. It can keep you in peace. It can, you know, keep the situation from going south.
Right. Well, anybody can scream and shout and react. That takes no control whatsoever. When you can stand strong, solid in the foundation of who you are without needing to convince anyone of who you are or how you feel, that's power. You know?
Absolutely.
When you don't need anyone to agree with you, when you don't need anyone to be anything different than they already are, because they make no difference in who you are. They don't rattle your cage because you're solid and firm in who you are. That is authentic power. You know?
Right.
That's what we all really, well, that's what we're here for. That's our birthright, is to experience that and not be rattled by anybody else. As long as we are rattled by someone outside of us, it's time to go within and really, you know, nurture ourselves, get some, you know, really tend to who we are, because that's a real clear indication that we are going. We're not taking enough time to just be a little bit more. And once we start doing that, nothing outside of us holds any power over us or our mood or anything else.
You're right. And I think one of the things you said in the beginning of our conversation just now is you mentioned old stories. And I think so many times when we're faced with somebody who's maybe hurt us in the past, we immediately go back to those old ways of reacting. And you're right, it's useless once you make a choice to respond differently and new, to see it all with a new set of eyes, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's so funny because I think for those of us who are on this conscious journey of expansion and personal development and all of those things, our greatest challenges, I will say, is when we go back home, maybe like around our families who have known us forever, or around old friends who knew us when we were in high school or younger or whatever. And it's being who we are now and not reverting in those situations. I find most people are most challenged when they go home to their families, you know, to stay, you know, not to revert to those old stories or old ways of being when they are around the people who perhaps have not joined them on that same expansion journey. You know what I mean? Who haven't joined us. So
you're right. And I think it's important, too, not to judge the people that have not joined you. Just sort of, like you said, let them be who they are and stay in your own power.
Well, yeah, and our greatest, our example serves as a far greater power than our words ever could, especially in those kind of environments when we're not around. You know, it's easier to be around people who, like us together, you know, everyone who's in, you know, in their own personal journey of expansion of conscious way, it's easy to be around people like us because we're all positive and happy. But when you get around the challenging ones, you know, that's when you really, you know, it's your example that shines more brightly than anything. And that's when you realize it is not your role, my role, anybody's role, to convince anybody to be like who we are, or, you know, where we're at. It's our energy that shines and that speaks more loudly than any words ever could. So
I love that. That's so true. So true. And one of the things you wrote that I think is so aligned with this summit is you wrote about the fact that we are always broadcasting a signal into the world, and that it's important to ask ourselves what that signal reveals. And, you know, since I've read that, I've been using that myself. It's so such a great, quick mind shift to say, wait a minute, what signal am I sending with this thought or this reaction? Is that how you intended for that to be used?
Yeah, well, I feel like we all have a home frequency, right? But the thing is, we need to be aware of what that is, right? So I feel like we're tone setters for our day. And so, you know how when I was talking about earlier, at the beginning of our day, we can set the tone, meaning our own tone, because that is what people are responding to. You know, instead of waiting to observe the world and then react to it, let's set our own tone, be our own tone setter, and then everyone else will respond to that, because that's what they're doing anyway. So it's sort of like this analogy that I've come up with recently with clients that I've been using is sort of like in the morning, if you can be your own frequency setter, tone setter. Imagine this. You know how in your car, when you're setting a radio station, you know how you have the little buttons and you can set your five favorites or whatever, and you know how you have to hold it down, right? And then it beeps and it's set, right? Okay. Well, the same can be for our tone or our frequency for the day. And maybe you want to choose five main tones, just like you would on your radio dial or whatever. Maybe it's joy. Maybe it's gratitude. Maybe it's inspiration, flow, compassion, whatever. And the way that you set it is sort of like you would on your radio thing. Like, you know, you hold it down and to me, 15, 20 seconds of basking in the emotion of gratitude, like I'm grateful for my family, I'm grateful for my health, I'm grateful for this, 15, 20 seconds sets it. And then that tone or that frequency is set. And if you want to choose more than one, I sort of look at it as like in your car, you've got like five that you can set. Choose five main ones and spend 20 seconds on each and realize those are your main top five frequencies for the day that you're going to broadcast out. And anytime you want to reset them and just spend 20 seconds focusing on one of them and you know, you bring it alive once again. But the cool thing is when you decide what it is that you want to broadcast, that's exactly what people are going to feel, and it's going to determine how the external world is going to respond back to you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great tip. And it doesn't take long, like you said. I 15 to 20 seconds each. Anyone can do that. You can do it in the bathroom while you're getting ready for work or whatever.
Exactly.
No, I love that. I want to ask about one of the biggest peace disruptors that people come to me about, and that is the feeling of envy, kind of looking at what other people are doing in their personal or professional lives and feeling intimidated by it, wondering, have we achieved enough? Am I really where I thought I was going to be at this point in life? And I know you do a lot of work with professionals and businesses. And, you know, what is your advice to somebody who wants to turn their passion into a career but feels like they're kind of a needle in a haystack and that feeling kind of disrupts their peace and sort of makes them stay in indecision?
Yeah. And I think anytime we're looking at somebody else and comparing, you know, you can't be in that mode of scarcity or comparison or fear, and also be in the frequency of expansion or possibility. So it's not that you condemn yourself when you're feeling that way, because I think we all do. The idea is you want to shift as quickly as possible into appreciating them for what they've accomplished. And maybe, you know, a great thing to do when you see people who have achieved the kind of success that you would like to experience yourself is appreciate what they've done. Like, what did they do that works? You know, and really appreciate them as opposed to seeing them as competition. You know, this whole idea of collaboration over competition is so key, because there are so many brilliant colleagues and, you know, that you can connect with, that you can learn from, because we all have our own unique brilliance. I always say celebrate your unique brilliance, because there's only one of you. You know, everyone else is celebrating their own unique brilliance and they're doing it in a beautiful way, so you don't have to be just like someone else. But perhaps you can look at what they've done well and maybe model those kinds of things and blend your own unique perspective, your own unique brilliance into that. That's what I would say, because there are so many brilliant, just amazing people that are always going to be in the same field. And I'll tell you what, as long as you're in a state of appreciating them and using them as beautiful models, role models and examples, you know, that's when you get into that same flow of inspiration. Because anytime you're worried or you're envious or you're anxious, you cannot possibly be in the flow of inspiration at the same time. So, again, you don't beat yourself up about feeling those things. It's sort of just become aware of that and maybe shift it into noticing what you can learn from them and how you can possibly even connect with them and be, you know, supportive colleagues with an individual like that.
I love what you said about unique brilliance. I think if there's a takeaway from that question, I hope that's it, because I, you know, if we can just remember when we start to have that sort of yucky feeling, if we can just remember that we are all gifted with these unique, you know, these unique talents, then we can kind of say, okay, well, then I'm unlimited. If it comes from a higher power, I don't have to worry about anything.
Yes.
I need to sort of let yourself shine.
Right, and don't ever try to be like someone else. The whole, you know, your gift is just being you. It's just celebrating your brilliance, because really that's what people will respond to. When you're a little bit different and unique and whatever, and you sound unique and different and you sound you, that's what people are going to respond to, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I think I love what you said. Trust it, and I love what you said about, and I think this goes whether it's a business situation or, you know, a friendship situation. If you can appreciate people, give love to what they've done, you know, it's mm-hmm. not about who's got the best car or the biggest house. If you can sort of appreciate them, I think it all comes flowing back to you in the same light.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be in the stream of abundance to experience it. And anytime you're jealous or envious, you're being thrown right out of that stream, because you have to be in the flow of love and appreciation to be in the stream, that infinite stream of abundance that is always available to each and every one of us. It's not just for a special few people. It's for anybody who chooses to keep their vibration high and really honor and celebrate everybody else. And first of all, celebrate yourself, you know, because I really do feel like until we celebrate ourselves, no one else is going to appreciate us or celebrate us. That's why that phrase, celebrate your brilliance, you know, until you do, no one else will. But as you start to, you're going to notice others are going to appreciate and celebrate you too. You know?
That's right. No, I love that. I love that. I want to ask about your Mastering Your Mindset coaching program, because you say something in there that is so powerful, and that's that our mindset is our manifesting wand. I love that. I love the imagery of that. Can you sort of share with us your personal go-to tool for a quick shift in mindset?
Yeah, I mean, mindset is huge. I mean, it's a combination, though. I blend it with, our, of course, our thoughts, when we blend that with the words that we're speaking, if those align with what we're wanting, oh my gosh, that's our magic wand. We are a manifesting magnet. Because here's the thing, though, you can't just do one. You can't just think positive thoughts, but your emotions and your actions are not aligned with them. That's a broken wand right there. Okay? If you want your wand to work, you must have your thoughts. You know, it's sort of like, you know, that whole thing about affirmations. I really do believe affirmations work. If they are coupled with positive intention, positive action, and if your emotions align with the words. So if you're saying, you know, I am a magnet for millions, but then in the back of your mind you're like, that's a bunch of BS. Like, I just don't feel it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Your wand is broken. So you have to feel. One of the greatest tools for allowing success in our lives is really feeling it. Like when you talk about anything that you would like, you know, you got to feel it. It's that excitement, that enthusiasm, that exhilaration that paves the way for the opportunities that align with that. So when I talk about mindset, that's one portion of it. But to make that magic wand work, it must be combined with your emotions, your intentions, your actions. It's all of it. It's sort of like, you know, they're all pieces of that manifestation pie. And if one is missing, you're not going to get, you know, the fullness and the wholeness of what you could be, you know, lining up for. And then the other piece of that is, once you decide what you want and you line up with it and your emotions are there and your intentions are there and your actions are there and your thoughts are there, one of the biggest components that people miss is then you've got to allow and receive. You know? Because if you don't do that part, you've lined everything up and, you know, and all these opportunities appear, but you got to open the door and you've got to say yes to those opportunities, and you have to be feeling worthy and deserving of the new clients and the new, you know, opportunities, because that's the piece that a lot of people miss, you know. Well, it's such an interesting thing. All of those components are important, you know, to be aware of, because they all play a role in how much we're able to attract and receive. So
well, that's interesting, and I hear you about, you know, we want to decide what we want and we want it to be big. We're making changes, you know, for a reason. Is it also important that the desire be believable to us?
Absolutely. Because like I said, it's sort of like you're saying an affirmation but you don't believe it, you're discounting it completely, because you're giving a contradictory vibration. So anything that we give a contradictory vibration to, we're not going to be in the path of receiving it because we're not aligned with it. So we have to, a lot of times it's just expanding our belief system, because you don't want your desires to be smaller, right? You want to keep your wishes and dreams big. What you have to do is expand your beliefs to align with them. So you just become aware of maybe limiting beliefs that don't align with them and just start telling yourself new stories. Start realizing that those old beliefs aren't valid. They're not real. They're not serving you. They're not supporting you. And you can replace them with something new and expansive, because a belief is just something you continue to tell yourself again and again, right? It's just something you keep repeating. So if you find one that doesn't work for you or that doesn't align with your dreams, come up with another one, and then just keep telling yourself that, because that's all it is. It's just a thought you keep repeating. You know?
I love that. You know, I love that. That's another great takeaway, is you don't want to diminish your dreams. You want to grow your faith and expand your beliefs. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to close by asking you some of the best advice that you've ever gotten. You have interviewed the biggest, brightest names in our industry, and I hope everyone will go listen to the replays of those interviews because they're truly, they're life-changing. It's priceless advice. Have you received any advice that you hold on to and use every day?
I think one of the, you know, some of the takeaways that I hear most often that make the biggest difference to me, and maybe they come from some of the, you know, some of the people that are making a difference all over the world, some of them say the same thing, and that is, and I think I mentioned this at the beginning of this call, the present moment right now is our point of power, not yesterday, not tomorrow. And so the greatest thing I think is we are really giving away our power when we're focused too much on yesterday, because it's no longer there. It no longer has any power except the power we give it. And tomorrow hasn't happened yet. You know, it's, what is that saying? Sort of like, you know, the gift is in the moment. The present moment is the gift. I mean, once we realize that and we let go of the past, we let go of the future because we're creating it right now. And I think that letting go thing is another big one. You know, let go of anything that doesn't feel good to you, and let go of the past. Let go of your demands about how you want your future to be. Just be here now. And as you do that with joy and exhilaration and enthusiasm, everything will line up beautifully. And just trust that it'll unfold from moment to moment.
I love that, Carrie. Thank you so much. This was a real treat, and I hope that everyone will, like I said, listen to the interviews and listen to this again and again, because everything you say is not hard. Really, I hear you, and it's so powerful, and it really, like you said, you can forgive yesterday, and you can start right this moment to step into your power.
Life is so simple, and a lot of the things I teach are very, very simple. We make it so complicated for ourselves, and if we just lighten up and just enjoy the process, enjoy the moment, it's so much easier, and that's when we step in the flow and things just really start to roll for us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. How can people best get a hold of you to further the conversation and to check out your programs?
They can go to my website at www.carriemurphy.com, and it's CarrieMurphy.com. And there's a lot to explore there on the website, and you can find out about the radio show every Wednesday and programs, products. There's a success store. There's a free resources page. There's all kinds of good stuff. So explore and have fun.
I hope they will. I hope they will, Carrie. One of my favorites. I thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to chat with us today.
I'm honored to be here. The time flew by. You did a wonderful job. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.